Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for popping on by. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katie, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse. Thanks again for joining me here. Today on the show, a little bit of a local music focus. I do like to start these shows with some local music, but today we are featuring two interviews recorded by CJSF music coordinator Connor at a show at Green Auto on April 27th. We'll be featuring interviews with the Victoria Band Hillsborough and Vancouver's own La Lune. So we'll hear some chat with them. We will hear some music from each of them. And some more stuff to pad out the hour. To start, we're going to hear a different set of local music, beginning with a track from a new record by Francis Arevalo, who I have had the pleasure of hosting on my other program, the Vancouver Mixtape, and is a wonderful, not only artist, multi-hyphenate, rapper, producer, et cetera, but also a wonderful mentor and community builder, and he put out his new record, The Sound of Healing, on April 27th, which I believe is last Friday. Sure, why not? No, April 27th was, yes, sorry, I was looking at May. It's a Saturday. Interesting, the rare Saturday release. Anyway, it's out now, and it's great, and it features a bunch of other local musicians as well. So we're going to hear this track featuring the inimitable Desiree Dawson. This is Save Ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. We could save ourselves before we call it quits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could save ourselves before we call it quits.
Before we call it quits, yeah.
We could save ourselves before we call it quits.
We could save ourselves.
We could save ourselves before we call it quits.
When I was younger, they pulled a gun on my father. I was waiting at the door, I had my mother for armor. 11 o'clock, parking spot still, empty my posture was postured. A gut feeling our connection will falter. Came home later, unharmed, brave, so grateful. Fate would have it, death showed up late to its own date. So make each moment matter now, it doesn't matter how. Sat it down, I take my time with time, make moments with our minutes now. Days my homies text me like, all of this just isn't fair. Sometimes they won't text me long, honestly I'm just as scared. We are born into bodies without asking the manuals to. Learning living's what I promised to handle with you. You did it for me, give me tomorrow to believe in. This the sound of feeling, family the sound of healing. April 27th is the date I took my life. I stared it in the mirror, said you ain't looking right. I got a secret though, I'm not certain I'm alive. Now nothing ever hurts, I'm surrounded by the light. It all seems good, they think I'm manic and don't get it. Just learn so deeply, we go through hell and make heaven. 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 I ain't scared of the pain, a love that I might never give. This won't be the death of me, won't die before I ever lived. I ain't scared of the pain, love that I might never give. This won't be the death of me, won't die before I ever lived. Won't die before I ever live.
We could save ourselves before we call it quits.
We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. We could save ourselves before we call it quits. Before we call it quits.
Future Star, this is the part that's too hard to explain from the upcoming album It's About Time, which releases July 5th. Very excited for that new record. Just did an interview with Selena of Future Star on my other program, The Vancouver Mixtape. You can find that and other episodes of all of our programs at cjsf.ca. And now we're going to turn to the first of two interviews that we have for you today, done by music director Connor at Green Auto, which is kind of new, relatively new venue in East Vancouver that is putting has struck up as a strong alternative to Redgate. Not that there's a reason to have an alternative to Redgate, other than that more venues is better. More venues means more shows, more opportunities for artists. So We'll hear that momentarily right after we hear a track by Hillsborough. You're going to hear Nova Lynn from their self-titled release, and then you'll hear the interview.
Welcome again to another Green Auto Mosh Pit postpartum. I'm here with Hillsborough.
Howdy.
How's it going? Maybe your name and what you play?
I'm Nima. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Sam. I play guitar.
I'm Oliver. I play drums.
I'm Dexter. I play the violin.
Nice. And the man behind the camera over there is the one who hooked me up with a ticket to your show, because you guys sent in your record a couple months ago, to September of last year. We were able to get it on the playlist. We were able to chart you guys two or three times on there, and it's just like seeing the Hillsborough name move up the charts. Like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, man. Is this your first time at Green Auto?
No, we play here. We've played here probably the past three times we've been to Vancouver. It's all our friends work here, and the sound's good. So
absolutely, would agree. And what do you find is different about playing in Vic versus Vancouver?
If I speak
More people.
Interesting. I used to live on the island too, so I know what you mean.
People sing along more in Victoria, but people like hit each other more here. So.
Yeah, there was a proper mosh. You jumped in the crowd. I heard some violin, and as a classical musician, that makes me super happy.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. What was your gear setup that you had with it?
Oh gosh, it's a bit of a nightmare. I've got many, many distortions, a lot of reverb. There's this fun little like Melvin's pedal called the Deathamizer that should never be attached to a strings instrument, but I said screw it. So all that, and then an amp I've never played through before.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that's how live music goes. Tell us about the new EP that just dropped, and we're gonna have a copy of that for folks at the station to be able to listen to.
Awesome. Yeah, it's the new EP is like a couple of acoustic versions of tracks off the record that are kind of like favorites of ours, and then a couple new tracks as well that were recorded during the album sessions but got kind of cut last minute but still felt like they were, you know, worth getting out there. And then a remix from our good friend Outback.
Outback, nice. Another Victoria Island artist?
He's from Victoria, but he just relocated to Montreal.
Oh, look at that. A little bit of transplant. Cool. I love how that there's good music coming out not on the island and in BC, but all across the country. We've actually got tons of good music, and I had never heard some of the other bandmates here that were playing until just a couple days ago, and I was like, whoa, okay, this is gonna be a stacked lineup. Hillsborough, La Lune, Mary, let's go. And then tomorrow, I heard y'all are playing another show tomorrow. Tell me about the lineup there.
Yeah, we're going back home. La Lune's coming with us to play Capitol Ballroom with also Worry Wart from Vancouver, and then Ex-Cowboy, who's also from Vic.
Shout out to Ex-Cowboy. We have also played them up on the radio station as well, too. Yeah, the Frog EP. Yeah, man, Ex-Cowboy is sick. There's so many good artists on the island. Who are some of your influences as musicians? Ooh. We'll start with violin, work our way around.
Gosh. Like, overall, or
maybe just how about recently?
Recently, yeah. Okay. Well, I've been listening a lot to like Jeremy Kittle. He's a contemporary like fiddle player.
Nice.
Jeremy Kittle and Co. play a bunch of like fun, I don't know, fiddle music because that's my background. But also, I've been listening a lot to Her New Knife and Bleary Eyed. They're like Philadelphia shoegaze bands.
Sweet.
I feel like this project, like drum-wise, it's almost like trying to do a little bit of a shreddy Midwest emo-y.
Yeah, a little bit of a like Canadian footballer or something that. Yeah, for sure.
In that vein, but yeah, no, just like I love a lot of those kind of artists.
It's nice.
Yeah, no, as far as drumming goes, that's kind of where I draw a lot of.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I got like a lot of guitar influences, but like I'm listening to a lot of like ambient stuff. I like a lot of like Stars of the Lid.
Yeah.
And I've been really into Pharoah Sanders. But like I just like guitar. I like when it's loud. Anything with loud guitar, good. I like I've been listening to a lot of Alcest, like shoegazy black metal band.
Oh, yeah. So good. All recommendations that our audience needs to take to heart.
100%. For me, it's been like all screamo lately.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's like Widow Dust out of SoCal, Clay Birds out of SoCal. I mean, even just like older stuff like Sousin, and that's been
nice.
It's been a big one lately for us lately.
Beautiful. And where'd you guys record this EP?
Oh,
it's everywhere.
Split. Yeah, the Liar and Come Clean are like in Nima's basement.
Yeah, we did drums for those at a studio, but everything else was recorded in literally my mom's basement.
Acoustics at Sam's studio, like our rehearsal space.
Yes.
And then the remix wherever
Jasper's laptop.
Yeah. Jasper's laptop. Cyberspace asterisk there. Yeah.
It's a lot of what we record is like as DIY as we can do it. Not in the sense that like we don't get nice studio spaces, but we don't hire externally. It's just like
you do it yourself.
We do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Engineers and everything. Yeah.
The motto of our
first love, I think. I think recording is like most of our kind of first love. You know, I think the live thing came later for a lot of
it's
us.
Like the last year, to be honest.
Well, I was noticing you guys had a really tight set. So
thank you.
bleep that out later or air it at night. Yeah. But it was a very tight set, and it's like, it shows that people, and the most important thing for me as a musician is when people listen to each other. You guys listen to each other, so it shows in your playing.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I had no choice with the orange stack behind me.
No kidding. No kidding. 60s British power. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amp and a cabinet too. So you're like, oh, fun. This is a super cool venue. I haven't been here in a hot minute, so it's nice to see the Beach Boys meets, you know, Shelby Cobra workshop kind of vibes.
It's awesome.
Super cool. Is there anything else that you want Radioland to know in terms of releases or where we can find your stuff?
Yeah, we're Hillsborough on all the streaming services, obviously. Hillsborough Inc. on all our social media. And we have, I want to say too much, we have some like new, really exciting new music for us coming out this summer.
Amazing. Keep us in touch because we'll get it on the playlist. Hell yeah. Awesome. Anything else for Radioland?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for listening. This is 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling, and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's me, Jesse. You just heard some music and an interview from Hillsboro from their show at Green Auto on April 27th, this last Saturday. And now you're going to hear another interview with another band that played that same show. This time local post-punk, shoegaze, cool folks, La Lune. And we're going to start off with a track from their new record, Disparity, called Despondent.
Welcome back to the Green Auto Mosh Part 2 with La Lune. Killed it out there. I love the breakdowns. I was standing up at the back of the room on the chairs. It was great. Good sound. Good vibes for everybody. Also visuals. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who did the visuals?
Ethan.
Well, our friend Cam recorded a set at Green Auto months ago, and I just took that footage and I just kind of like turned the contrast super high and made it look even shittier.
Yep.
And then threw a little like Helvetica New Ultra Light, and then typed our name into the thing, into iMovie, and I put that up on the screen, and yeah, it looked really sick.
Eagle-eyed audience members will also notice Ethan's MacBook Air making a appearance in there too.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that, and I didn't really know what to do.
If you don't wiggle the mouse on the laptop for a little while, it'll go to the screensaver.
That was an amateur. But
everyone is like, it's so cool, and I'm like, yeah, it's well done, well done.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's so good. But I do love the aquamarine, cerulean kind of vibes coming off of the visuals. It just works so well. Let's go around and get a name and instrument that you play in the band.
Hey, I'm Ethan. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Ben. I play guitar.
I'm Taylor. I play drums.